Hello, my imaginary friends. It's October the 8th. And so here we are at the end of the Desert Island Discs section of October. And wow, it feels like it feels like a big thing being at the end of the Desert Island Discs section of October. And I found it an incredibly intimate and exposing experience choosing my 8 discs. For Desert Island Discs. Very interesting indeed, and I've very much enjoyed everyone else exposing their own preferences for Desert Island Discs, their 8 discs that they would take with them. So I thought it was an absolutely inspired decision by Paul Omani to come up with Desert Island Discs as the prompt for the first 8 days of October, and a really good way to start the October Festival. Actually, it really opens up the palette and gives everyone an opportunity to express different facets of their musical tastes without any other constraints other than the fact that they could only choose 8. So let's have a look at mine. Well, so the one I'm going to play for you today is it's another album, another LP, because I'm choosing vinyl records as my my pool. So vinyl records I actually own, that's what I'm selecting from for my Desert Island Discs. And this is another LP. This one is another one by Pet Shop Boys. And in contrast to the other Pet Shop Boys disc that I chose before, which was their first number one hit, West End Girls, this one is their 2013 album Electric, which has seen as many as a return to form for the English pop duo. And I've found it an amazingly exciting and enjoyable album, and it's become one of my favourite albums of theirs. But I've only got a few of their albums on vinyl, including the latest one, Super. But for me, this one from 2013 is my favourite, and this is the one I'm going to take with me on my desert island. In contrast to most of the other records I've taken with me, this one is a lot more modern, actually. If I look back at the ones I've played The Laughing Gnome by David Bowie from 1967. That was my first choice, my day one. Day two was Frankie Knuckles Presents Satoshi Tomy with Tears, featuring Robert Owens, from 1989. So there's two extremes of time. Followed that with Kraftwerk with Man Machine from 1978, West End Girls from 1985, Upstairs at Eric's from Yazoo, which was 1982. That was my day five. Day six was Art of Noise with Invisible Silence, which year? I think it was it 88? Nineteen eighty-six. That was my day six record, and my day seven record was Paul Simon Graceland, which was also 1986. So yeah, very much late '70s and eighties mixture of records there. So this one that I'm going to play you next is very different from that, from 2013. We have Electric, and I'm going to play you the last song on the album, which is called Vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Vocal by the Pet Shop Boys from the album Electric, an album released in 2013 on their own record label, the first album of theirs on their own record label, which is X2. And I think one of the things I love about this album is the production is very modern, and at the same time does call upon ideas and styles from the Pet Shop Boys' past, and particularly their earlier years. But it was also, as a 9-track album, that's quite a low number of tracks for an album these days, but they were longer tracks, and it kind of harkens back to Introspective from 1988, which is another one of my favourite Pet Shop Boys albums, where out of those 6 songs on that album, 5 of them were singles. So to have an album which had a high number of singles on it is quite an aspiration. And with this particular album, this Electric album from 2013, again, they had quite a high number of singles from it. Access was a single. Love is a Bourgeois Construct was a single. Fluorescent was a single. Thursday and Vocal. So that's 5 out of the 9 tracks. Unless I've missed some out. Were singles. So it's a masterpiece, I think. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, this is the one record I would take with me if I had to choose out of the 8. This is the one I would take. So that concludes my Octava 16 Desert Island Discs for the first phase of Octava 16, hashtag Octava 16. So phase 2 starts tomorrow, day 9 to 16. Up already on the Octava 16 website, octava16.wordpress.com, which you can also get to from www.octava.net. So thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. Toodle-boo.